Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. An Oneida Nation company terminated a $3.9 million contract to help construct Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, detention facilities. Oneida Nation Chairman Tahasi Hill said in a recent press conference that neither he nor the nine-member Oneida Business Committee was aware of the ICE contract. Hill called it a business venture that, quote, does not align with the nation's values, our culture, and who we are. Vox 11 News first reported that Oneida environmental and global firm Stantec won a contract to work with ICE. Jeff House, the Oneida ESC CEO, apologized during the press conference for giving the contract the go-ahead without first consulting the business committee. For years, Wisconsin school administrators have said the state funding formula isn't fair. Teachers across the state say they're doing the best they can with what they have at a time when kids need more support. And rural districts face unique challenges. The state recently announced significant funding cuts for more than 300 school districts across Wisconsin, many of which are rural. Jeff Idy with the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance says school funding cuts can have a ripple effect throughout rural communities.
Rural school districts are the heartbeat of their community and are incredibly important to the economy.
Idy says funding from the legislature hasn't met the rate of inflation for more than 15 years. There are about 860,000 students in the state, and 40% of them go to school in rural areas. Icy road conditions closed schools in northern Wisconsin yesterday and led to several crashes throughout the state. A three-car crash claimed the life of a 26-year-old woman in southwestern Wisconsin, and traffic was backed up for miles here in northeast Wisconsin after a crash on I-41 near Richmond Street in the valley during yesterday's morning commute. Forecasters say we're in the middle of a freeze-thaw cycle this week, which can lead to unexpected icy conditions on roads that just appear to be wet. Temps expected to reach into the 40s today, with rain coming tonight. Our next snow chance comes just as folks will be driving to Chicago on Saturday for the Packers playoff game. We'll have more coming up in the forecast. Well, you won't have to worry about the weather to send the pack off in style at Austin Straubel Airport this Friday. Officials are inviting everyone to come out to the airport to show your support as the team takes off for the playoff game in Chicago. You can park for free in the remote lot, and there will even be a sign-making station where you can create posters and messages to send them off in true Title Town fashion. Organizers say you should get there before 12:30 p.m. to make sure you can get inside the terminal on time. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
A win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Marquette over Xavier, 66-65, thanks to a slam dunk by Ben Gold. With less than a minute to play, head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
It feels good to win. Guys did a great job at the very end. Doing one of the most basic things that goes into winning basketball games, and that's, you know, back-to-back possessions of a score and a stop.
The win snapped a six-game losing streak for Marquette. NBA, the Bucks came up short in San Francisco, losing to Golden State 120-113, Steph Curry 31 points. NFL, the Packers in the playoffs against the Bears Saturday night, but they'll do it without one of their most versatile players, Bo Melton, to IR with a knee injury suffered against the Vikings. Melton has played wide receiver, defensive back, and on special teams.
He became the returner. He's the off guy. You know, he does so many things. So he'll be missed for sure.
At special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some rain on the way later today and tonight, lingering into tomorrow, and we could get a half inch or more by the time everything winds down. And as temperatures drop late tonight into tomorrow, a little snow could mix in. High today 40, tomorrow 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.